This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Hi, Tracy. Would you let people know that we're out of cottage pies?
Yeah, no worries. Oh, hang on, Fallon. I've got the Valentine flyers here. Any chance you could take a bundle to deliver?
Oh, sure, yeah. Do you think I've made it clear enough that there are two sittings?
Yeah. Early bird with heart-shaped pie and peas at 5 and posh fillet steak with champagne at 7:30.
Well, just heart-shaped pies. I'm afraid the peas are going to be pea-shaped.
Me and Jazz were booked in for the pie sitting. No champers for the early birds.
No. Harrison and I usually do something special for Valentine's Day when we can. Mm. Try to embrace the cheesiness. But he's actually leaving that morning.
Oh, not great timing.
Yeah, I know. Though we did have a really romantic night at Botticelli's on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Jolene told me you both booked it as a surprise for each other.
I know, it was hilarious. It's our favourite restaurant, see. And Harrison made me laugh so much at one point that the waiter had to come over to check I was okay.
Oh, hey, you're going to miss him, aren't you?
Yes. Can't believe that when he first told me about the job, I was so practical and sensible about it.
They do say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, well, that was the idea. But when I think about next Friday night, the reality of him not being there when I get home from work, I don't feel sensible at all. My stomach's in knots. I just hope I'm so exhausted that I fall asleep on the sofa and don't have to face the big Harrison-shaped gap in our double bed.
Oh, Fallon.
I never thought I'd be okay with being in a long-distance relationship. Looks like we should have added another line to our marriage vows. For richer, for poorer, for nearer, for further.
Well, Jazza and me should have been way more honest in our vows. Something like, for poorer and for even poorer.
Hope we'll be all right.
Of course you will. You two are strong. And long distance doesn't mean you have to spend all your days moping around. Think of the romance of longing for him. Mm. You don't have to be washing a man's pants to love him.
There you go, Zainab. Iced coffee with cream.
Looks great, Charles. Thanks for bringing it over. And for all the cream.
No worries. It's literally my job.
Hey, Chelsea. Hang on a minute.
What is it?
I just wanted to check that Brad's okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
That's good.
He isn't sat at home crying his eyes out, if that's what you're asking. But yeah, he does feel a bit stupid for getting it so wrong.
I never said at any point that I fancied him. I mean, I do like him, just not like that.
He could have fooled me.
I had no idea that he was planning to ask me out.
Well, he asked you out because he thought you fancied him.
What gave him that idea?
Well, maybe the fact that you were constantly flirting with him. Though I realised you've already turned your attention to someone else.
Meaning?
Well, you were all over Ben at badminton on Monday.
I was not.
Oh, you so were. And then you went off with him afterwards.
I was with him for 2 minutes in the car, so I didn't have to walk home in the dark.
You spent the whole time laughing at his jokes and praising his shots.
What are you talking about? I probably praised Derek Fletcher more than Ben. Does that mean I have to jump into bed with him too?
Of course not, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I do. And I thought you were better than that. I thought you were a feminist.
I am, but...
You know what, Chelsea? This might be a radical idea for you, but not everyone sleeps with the first person who's vaguely nice to them.
I wasn't even talking about sleeping with anyone.
All I'm saying is that I think you're judging me from the way that you see the world.
I don't need to listen to this.
Oh, it's chucking it down out there.
Oh, yeah, I know. The garden's like a pond.
Oh, blimey. How's work?
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, you?
Oh, well, less crazy than usual. Would-be criminals don't like the rain either. Hey, look, love, what's this? Valentine's Day at the Bull. Mm-hmm. Oh, who are you planning to take since I'll be out your... Will it be Neville Booth or one of the Gleeson twins?
Well, actually, since I'll be busy cooking the steak, the eligible bachelors of Ambridge will just have to find another date.
Oh, I'm really sorry we won't be together on that night. Maybe I should have put my foot down, insisted on one more week to get ready.
Hey, no more sorries. I mean, it would have been tough whenever you left, but we both decided that this was the right thing to do. So let's stop moping about and think about how we make the best of it.
All right. What have you got in mind?
Well, it felt so good at Botticelli's on Monday. How can we keep that going?
Oh, hey, well, I'm not sure my wages will stretch to cocktails and oysters every night.
You know what I mean. It felt good because we were laughing about stupid stuff and chatting about little things. It used to be like that all the time. And I feel like we've only just started to get it back. I really don't want to lose it.
Then let's make an actual list. Okay. The rules of engagement.
Yeah?
Yeah. And okay, well, I'll start with number one, right? We send each other a waking up in the morning selfie.
What, first thing?
Yeah. Because you always look at your most gorgeous with your hair all wild and your face is all sleepy smudged.
Sleepy smudged.
You finished?
Yeah. Hang on, Chelsea, can we talk?
Got what?
I didn't mean, you know, what I said about jumping into bed. Please, can you just sit for a sec?
I'm busy.
Doesn't look busy. Please.
Okay. But I ain't got long.
I didn't mean, you know, when I said that stuff.
I think you did. I think you were talking about me and all girls like me.
Girls like you?
Yeah, girls you feel superior to.
I don't feel superior.
Yeah, you do.
I actually don't. And I don't care what you do, but I don't love it that you're coming up to me with all this attitude about Brad. And the actual last thing I wanted to do was hurt him, or embarrass him, or whatever. But that 100% doesn't mean that I have to say yes when he asks me out.
Well, you were giving off pretty clear signals. Of course he thought you were into him.
Oh, well, that sounds a lot like she was wearing the wrong clothes. If Brad or Ben or whoever misread friendship as a come-on, then that's their problem, not mine.
Now, don't start making out that Brad's some kind of sex pest. He only asked you to the cinema.
I know. And I only said I didn't want to go. I spent ages working out how to properly reply to him so he wouldn't feel bad for asking. And the only person who's making it weird is you.
Whatever.
Brad and Ben are both really nice, and if I was different, then who knows? But I'm me.
What, so you're gonna stay single forever?
I didn't say that. I just don't date.
What does that even mean? Like,
I don't think you'd get it if I told you.
Oh, fine. Yeah, you're right. I'm probably too thick. Tell you what, why don't I just go and smoke a packet of fags behind the bus shelter, see what random man turns up?
Chels...
So beautiful now. Oh, it's nothing like the smell of woodland after a rainstorm.
Oh, yeah. Mm. The bark, ferns. Mm. Hey, hey, hey. You know what?
Oh, what?
Shh, shh, shh. I think I can even hear mushrooms growing.
You cannot.
Shush, listen. Hey, I bet we look like one of those couples on social media.
Yeah. Yeah, we do, yeah, holding hands and, like, laughing in the moonlight.
Both drop-dead gorgeous.
Harrison, you know I said that we didn't need to speak every day.
Mm?
Can we change it? Can we definitely speak every day?
Of course.
Because no matter what we're doing, we should be able to find 5 minutes for each other, you know, for a proper, live, real-time chat.
Hey, say no more. It's on the list. So, we've got morning selfies, silly gifts, weekly online movie nights, and a daily delivery of your home-cooked food with a selection of my favourite sweet treats.
That was not on the list.
It was. It always was. I just, you know, I just forgot to tell you.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Is this still about Brad and Zainab?
Kind of.
Because Brad's all right about it. I think he's getting ready to forgive you.
Is he?
And you've provided him with an excuse to get out of running the mindfulness colouring on Friday. Muggins here has agreed to do it instead of him.
Well, Zainab's not going to say anything to him if that's what he's worried about.
I think He just needs to put a bit of time between sending the text and seeing her again. I'm sure they'll be friends again soon enough.
Yeah.
Come here. You're my beautiful, impulsive, smart, fierce and funny girl. And I love you.
Not any of those things, except maybe impulsive, if that means thoughtless.
Oh, don't be daft.
You're my mum. You have to say nice things about me. It doesn't mean they're true.
What's up, Chelsea? Did something happen? Something else?
No. Am I a good person?
Yes.
Because, well, I'm not sure I am.
What's brought this on?
Nothing. I'm just not sure I'm really the person I want to be. I think about things I say, things I do or have done, and I just don't always like myself.
We all make mistakes.
No, but what if some mistakes are too big to deal with?
Like what?
I'm sorry I ran away that time.
You don't have to be sorry.
But you must have been losing it. What kind of selfish person would do that to her mum?
You weren't in any state to think about me at that time. You were in survival mode.
I don't even really remember it that well.
The only thing I cared about was getting you back to us.
Mum?
Yeah?
I had a go at Zainab this afternoon. About Brad.
I thought you'd agreed it was best not to interfere anymore.
I know, but it's too late. I already did.
What did you say to her?
Oh, I don't want to think about it. Didn't even mean half of it. But then she said all this stuff to me too.
Like what kind of stuff?
Oh, don't matter. Mum, the people around here think I sleep around.
Is it any of their business what you choose to do?
No, but do they think that?
Is that what Zainab said?
Not exactly, but it's what she was thinking.
You don't know what she was thinking.
But I haven't slept with anyone since that night with Ben.
Is that what's bothering you?
Oh, I don't even know.
Look, Chelsea, the men you choose to sleep with or not sleep with will never define you. Who you are is in here. Don't hand that to anyone.
Wish I hadn't said anything to Zainab.
Is it worth going to talk to her tomorrow when you've both calmed down?
I don't think so. She made it pretty clear what she thinks of girls like me. I don't see how I can change her mind about that.
Oh, Chelsea.
I finally had a friend in Ambridge. Like, a good one. And now I've gone and messed it all up.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this, the secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemise some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.